proved to be a highly unreliable informant. In 1953, Armand Scala, an airlines worker and union leader, won a $5,000 libel judgment against the Hearst newspapers when they published one of Crouch's more outlandish allegations. He was also the source for some of Senator Joseph McCarthy's most outrageous charges, such as the claim that communists employed by the State Department had stolen blank American passports and handed them over to agents of the Soviet secret police. Later, Crouch's testimony so tainted one major Justice Department case against leading members of the Communist Party that the Supreme Court was forced in 1956 to dismiss the case. Eventually, Crouch's lies and theatrics caught up with him. When the syndicated columnists Joseph and Stuart Alsop accused Crouch of committing perjury in a trial of Philadelphia communists, President Eisenhower's Attorney General, Herbert Brownell, reluctantly announced that he would investigate Crouch. In response, Crouch sued the Alsop brothers for $1 million and warned Brownell that, if my reputation could be destroyed, 31 communist leaders could get new trials.